I'd like to talk about a tool that we use that really informs the way we operate in Seattle King County as far as a workforce development system. It's called a talent pipeline study, and it's something we've been working on in various sectors for about 5 years. The talent pipeline studies focus on growing local sectors and serve as an occupational supply and demand analysis of the local labor market. My workforce board does some research that identifies potential gaps that may persist without changes in workforce preparation efforts and supports the industry-driven design of the Seattle King County workforce system. For example, just this month, we've released updates to three different studies, including professional scientific and technical services, that's one pipeline study, manufacturing, and transportation and logistics. The way we choose the sectors to study to begin with is by every 2 years, the WDC analyzes the various industries with significant presence in the Seattle-King County region to determine which sectors we should invest our resources in to obtain the maximum benefit for our region. We come up with focus sectors and watch sectors. Simply said, focus sectors we really hone in on, we invest the most resources and go after the most resources to serve. Watch sectors are monitored more than aggressively pursued for performance and trends. Another great tool that we've really come to adore over years is putting together sector panels. These were formerly called skills panels and started by our state workforce board here in Washington State. They tell us whatever their issues are, and then we go to work for them to come up with what's the workforce development lever that our workforce council can pull on their behalf. This has taken, it's a bit of a treasure hunt. You start a panel and you never know what you're going to come up with at the end, and it's taken many different iterations. Sometimes we help a local community and technical college redesign an entire curriculum. Sometimes we go after grant money and come up with a whole new way of training, both in our education institutions or on the job with these employers. Sometimes it's as simple as changing their recruiting methods and helping them market their field and their industry and their jobs. Sometimes it's much more complex. It's to attract veterans to their workforce, and so we actually do some crosswalking of some great military skills that were gained over into certain fields. So there's a wide range of outcomes. That's probably 3 or 4 outcomes of 20 or 25 that we've seen, depending on the industry panel. So these sector panels have been a great tool. I would really encourage other workforce areas to try sector panels. People often ask me, what's the secret formula to these? The secret formula is convene your first one. You learn by doing, and you need to get those employers around a table and listen to them. That's the key.